I want you to imagine the future in motion, where all cars are green, bicycles rule, and public transit is fast, frequent, and fun. It's a world where mobility is sustainable and accessible to everyone, where energy is clean and abundant, renewable and affordable, where communities aren't just smart, they're intelligent and nurturing places to live. So come along and explore that world with me on this EV World Future in Motion podcast.
It's my opportunity today to talk to Gísli Gíslason, who is an Icelander and involved and has been for some time now. We're going to talk about that in the EV world. And he is right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, having attended last night the reveal of the new Faraday Future electric car. And we want to find out what his impressions are of the vehicle. It'll probably be one of the first to actually have seen it. Gísli, I am so pleased to finally have you on EV World.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to finally talk to you. We've corresponded a little bit by email, but this is the first opportunity to actually meet, I guess, face-to-face, so to speak.
Yeah.
Let's start off, first of all, as I mentioned in the introduction here, you're in Las Vegas now. It is the Consumer Electronics Show. And you had the opportunity yesterday or last evening to attend the grand unveiling of the sort of mystery car, the Faraday Future. Tell us a little bit about that experience. What were you expecting and what did you see?
Actually, I was really thrilled to get an invitation to go there because it was kind of exclusive. A lot of reporters, but very few attendants, you know, like VIPs. So I was happy to be there. For me, it was really exciting. You know, I was really expecting to see a car that would be on the road within 2 years. But what they were actually showing, they were showing that they actually have the knowledge and power and money to make an electric car. And so they were showing actually that the platform. So they have a platform which they can put whatever they want on. So now they showed we can even build, you know, an exclusive sports car. So
yeah,
if they can do that, they can also make anything else.
Right. So actually what the focus wasn't so much on, I mean, this, when I looked at the photographs, and thank you very much for sending those photos. We'll share them, of course, with our listeners and viewers and readers. What I was surprised that, you know, what the car looked like, I was expecting something a little bit more along the lines of a more conventional kind of, for want of a better term, Tesla type vehicle. And this is completely different from that. This is almost like a car you might see at the 24 Hours of Le Mans, something along that line.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I actually think people were actually waiting for a car that was going to go into production. But they were emphasizing that, you know, they said, we can make a car. We have a powertrain that is flexible, and we can put whatever we want on it. And just to show that they can do this, they showed us this, you know, supercar. So I believe in these guys, and I think they have the right manpower and the spirit.
Okay,
and
so,
as they mentioned a few times, they are really quick.
Yeah. So what have you learned about, because this kind of been somewhat of a mysterious company. What have you learned about the company, you know, now?
Actually, they have really good, you know, partners from China, which have deep pockets. So that's always good. And that makes me also get some confidence in these guys. Because what we need now in the world, we need more companies like this, and we need them to, you know, start up very fast. Because we are, you know, all the electric cars, they're competing with, you know, the gasoline cars or combustion engine cars. So we need more companies like this. So I was really thrilled and happy last night when I was there, because I see this is a company that can, you know, build on what Tesla has done and be parallel to that, hopefully in the future, and make a lot of more electric cars.
Okay, so now this is a company that just did, interestingly, of course, they're showing this in Las Vegas, just announced recently, or at least the city announced, that they're going to create an assembly facility in North Las Vegas. Did they talk much about that?
Oh, yes, and it's not a special, you know. And they're going to start, you know, working on that within 2 or 3 weeks. So they are fast.
Okay.
They will build a huge complex there. So you know, there's no way back now.
Right. Now, is the car that they're going to build, is that going to be the, I'm going to call it the future for want of a better term. I don't know if they've got a particular model number for that. Is that the vehicle? Because to me, it looks like it's sort of a one-seat car, which I don't know if that's the case, how much of a market there would be for something like that.
No, this is probably not the car that they're going to make.
Oh, okay.
So just going, this, we can do this. But in my mind, and after talking to people there without, you know, any certainty, I think they're going to make, a family car, which, you know, has seats that, so you can watch each other, and the car will drive, you know, so it will be a self-driving car.
Oh, okay. So they, like a number of other companies, including Tesla, are aiming to do some type of an autonomous vehicle. Autonomous or self-driving? There's obviously a difference between the two. A self-driving car.
Yeah, I think it will be autonomous, and also it will be, you know, the pictures you have seen of the Apple car or Google car, they're small car. I think they will build, you know, a bigger car, you know.
Okay.
Maybe for six people. That's my idea, six people.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, we'll come back to this in a minute. I'd like to learn a little bit more about you and what you've been doing. You are the CEO of Northern Lights Energy in Iceland. What attracted you to electric vehicles?
Yeah, I'm actually a lawyer, but okay. I lived in Copenhagen for 5 years and came back to Iceland in 2008, just before the financial crisis hit Iceland.
Of course.
And so I said, now I have to do something different. I need to do something for the country. And I found out, of course, that, you know, we have electricity from hydro and geothermal, and it's nearly free. It's very cheap and 100% green. So I said, how can we use this enormous power that we have? And, of course, I looked into electric cars of that year, you know, 2008, and I traveled the world to see if the cars were really coming. And I found out after, you know, 1 year and a lot of travels, meeting Elon Musk and guys from China and India and all over, that, you know, okay, this is going to happen. And, you know, it might take 5 years or 10 years or whatever, but this will happen. So I decided to go all in 2009, and I founded Even. It's a way to get cars to the people. You know, it's a multi-branding EV store.
Right.
So you can come into a store and buy whatever car you want.
Yeah, well, let's
go to the Nissan dealer or Renault dealer or whatever.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that. The company is called Even. You are located somewhat in using kind of the similar model to what Tesla is doing. You have a showroom in, as I understand it, the largest shopping center there in Reykjavik. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you know, the showrooms, we want to cut all the big costs that all these dealers have. You know, they have huge, like the palaces, you know, around
right.
the house. So
right.
we want to skip that cost, and we want you to buy the cars online, like Tesla.
Right.
And so you really don't have to, you know, see 100 cars in a showroom to be able to buy a car. That's wrong. So we have only one or two cars in the showroom each time. And then you have cars to test drive. So you can car with you home overnight or whatever, and then you can take the purchase on the internet. So now this is like a franchise concept. So even if you want to open up an Even store in your neighborhood, it's easy. You can do it, you know, within a month and get all the cars you need and the system to sell.
Okay.
So we start to sell also master franchises for countries. So we started, you know, in Sweden, Belgium, and we're looking into UK, and then we sold even a franchise to Master Franchise to Panama.
Oh, very cool.
We're going into Canada also. So we want to have at least 200 or 300 stores within the next 3 or 4 years.
Excellent. So what models? I know, you know, that you started off with the Tesla. Do you have any other models that you're showing?
Oh yeah, we sell actually all kinds of electric cars. It depends on the areas. But
right.
For example, in Iceland we sell Renault Zoe, we sell Nissan Leaf, the Tesla of course, and we also want to focus on leasing or long time renting because we think that's also the future. If you go to our a teaser webpage, which is even.eu.
Okay.
You can see a little bit about the model.
All right. Excellent. Very good. Does the government of Iceland, Norway obviously has been probably the most successful of the countries in terms of the penetration. I think something like 16% of the cars there that are sold are EVs compared to most other countries where it's, single digits.
Norway is great. I've been following them for many years, and they are actually doubling the amount of cars, electric cars, every year. And actually the same in Iceland, but we are about 2 years behind them.
Okay.
So we have now about 600 electric cars in Iceland. Next year it will be 1,200.
Oh, excellent.
The year after that it will be 2,400. The amount is doubling every year.
So Iceland then also
in Norway they have 60,000 cars.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. Do they have similar incentives in Iceland?
Yeah, we have actually the same.
Okay.
No import taxes and no VAT. So, and the VAT is very high, and the import taxes are also high on gasoline cars. So.
Okay. Now, are you involved in putting infrastructure in, or is this something the government or a separate business is doing? The charging infrastructure.
Yeah, the government is at last going to do something about it, but we've been pushing this as we can. But it wasn't our core business. What we do, when someone buys a car from us, we before they get the cars, we connect it. It's ready to just plug in.
Okay. And what's of course very cool about this is if people have never been to Iceland, and I've had the opportunity to go there, which was one of the highlights of my life so far, is that the power there comes from geothermal and from hydropower, as you mentioned. So it's one, anybody that's going to complain about electric cars being powered by coal, it does not apply in Iceland. Everything there is by renewable energy.
Yeah. Doesn't apply.
Yeah.
And Iceland is really a really good country to go electric.
Yep.
Because we have only about 230,000 cars. We are an island, so you're not going anywhere. You're not going into a country that has yet, any infrastructure.
Right.
And we have, really mild weather. It is not, even though it's called Iceland, we are really mild. It's really good for the batteries. Never too hot and never too cold.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then we also have one road around Iceland. It's about 1,000 miles. And most of the population lives, two-thirds of the population lives in one area.
Right.
So it's perfect.
Okay, so let's talk about at the other end of the globe. Let's talk about India. You recently did a tour with some electric vehicles through India. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Mahindra has been working on a car called E2O.
Yes.
It's an old Riva car.
Right.
And they have been, making it ready for Europe. And now they wanted to show that, electric cars, they are as good as gasoline cars or even better. So they had something that they called the goodness drive, and they drove three electric cars, E2O, from the northeast part of India down to the south part. And it's more than 5,000 kilometers.
Okay.
And we only used, normal sockets on the way. We had not any problems. The cars functioned perfectly all the way. So, it was a really fun ride. I took, from the factory, from the factory is in Bangalore, down to the south, to the end. It's actually, we went where the road ended. You couldn't go any further.
Couldn't go any further. So you sort of picked it up. Bangalore is kind of in the south central part of India. So you picked it up maybe what, two-thirds of the way through the tour?
Yeah, two-thirds of the way through, yeah. Yeah. And it was really, really fun to, you know, drive through all the cities, you know, meeting all the people. And most of the people were seeing an electric car for the first time.
So, oh, yes.
Yeah. You were like pioneers driving through.
Now, do you offer the Reva vehicles, the Mahindra Reva vehicles there at Even?
Yeah, we'll do that next summer.
Next summer, okay.
So they're preparing to take the cars to Europe, and we've been testing them in Norway and England. They're great cars.
Okay, well, let's come back to Las Vegas and Faraday. Did they talk very much about what their performance expectations are and what their pricing might be on these vehicles?
No, they did not go into that. But the only thing they said is that we'll have the production car ready within 2 years.
Okay.
So that's a big record. If they can do that, they are fast.
So that would tell me then that they're a lot further along in the development of that vehicle than what you'd expect just looking at the show model, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because don't forget, they've only been in operation 18 months.
Yes.
So if they can, have a car on the road that you can buy within 2 years from now, that's probably a world record.
So it sounds to me like they're shooting, like a lot of companies, to get something available out there to compete with the Tesla vehicle then.
Yeah, in my mind, they're not competing with Tesla. They're competing with the combustion engine cars.
Okay.
So all the EV manufacturers should be friends. And what, for example, Faraday Future, that's what they say. It will help Tesla. It will also help Mahindra. It will help all the electric cars.
Right. So these vehicles, I'm guessing, because they're going to be obviously building them in North Las Vegas, they're going to be for the U.S. market then.
I think this also is changing. It will be, it's a global market now.
Right.
And even though they have to ship it from there, they will get the cars to Europe and... but of course, it's easy to open up factories also. But in the beginning, I think they will ship them out like Tesla did. They started, making the cars in Fremont.
Right. So they would. So basically, it sounds to me like what sort of their plan is that they'll be, because they're located in Las Vegas, it's basically easy, essentially, to ship the vehicles into the West Coast market, which obviously is where the majority of electric vehicles are being acquired at this point in time.
Definitely. And I also think that they're not only going to be making exclusive vehicles. They will make also, vehicles for the masses.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to pursue any comment about how they plan on, are they going to sort of follow the marketing scheme that Tesla uses using showrooms, or will they look to set up dealerships?
They have not given anything out about that.
Okay.
Nothing yet after. But they might meet me in the future,
I'm sorry?
They might meet me in the future, even.
Ah, okay. So,
when they have the car ready, yep. I will have probably 200 or 300 stores for them. So
all right. Very. Are you looking?
Probably.
Yeah,
are
you looking to do something here in the United States?
Yeah. That would probably be the last market to go into.
Okay.
Because that you have so strong dealer relationships, and they're fighting even Tesla.
Right.
I don't have money to fight these guys. So. So I'm, things will change, believe me.
Okay.
And I believe that, dealers, as we know them today, they are a part of history.
Let me ask you since you're at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is taking place at this time, was there anything else there that you had a chance to see in the way of EVs that caught your eye?
No, I'm not been there yet. You know.
Oh, okay.
I was just waiting for this event with Faraday, and
right.
I was really thrilled and happy, and I was probably one of the last guys to leave the scene last night. So I'm really thrilled.
All right, great. Well, look, what's next for you then? So opening, obviously, I assume opening more showrooms and things of that nature.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, as I say, I hope to, you know, get more franchises out there and get some power. Because if I have a lot of stores, you know, I believe that those that are making electric cars today, they will not like, oh, okay, can you put our car in your showroom or whatever, and then just have them sell the car through our internet network.
All right, very good. Well, look, it has been a pleasure talking to you. I know there are probably other things you want to get to. Thank you so much for sharing the photos and sharing the excitement that you had last night with the reveal of the Faraday. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, good. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to an EV World Future in Motion podcast with Bill Moore. For more information on the world of electric vehicles, subscribe to evworld.com. This has been an evworld.com Incorporated audio production. Copyright 2010.